Alright, we'll just start it off. Today is Daf Dalad. Camera Lord, today's Daf was close to Puah Shlame for Shimon Tzvi ben Peril, Mordechai ben Malyo, Moshe Shmuel ben Bas Yabela, and Abigail Bas Esther Malka. So we are in the middle of the Sugya. We were discussing the Mishnah, which was where an individual tried to take a Naziris, but he only explicated partial Naziris. He didn't say Harini Nazir Stam. He said Harini Nazir either Minah Chartzanim or Nazir Minah. So there was machlokas between our Mishnah and Rav Shimon. So our Mishnah allowed you, once you took a Nazir from the Chartzanim, you automatically became a full Nazir. And Rav Shimon said, no, in order to become a full Nazir, you have to Yadur Bikulam for everything, or you can do Nazir Stam, which is the better way, then you have everything. So we try to figure out what the source was. We said what the source was for the Rabbanon. The source for the Rabbanon was, the Pasuk says, Miyayin v'shechar yazir, lists them separately to teach you that even if you take on Naziris only from one item, it's completely not Naziris. And Rabbi Shimon said, because it says, Mikol asher yaseh megefen yayin mechartzonim yadzag, it has to be everything. Mikol asher yaseh. So we asked according to Rabbi Shimon, we said, he also says miyayin v'shechar. So he says that came to include yayin mitzvah, which in the end of our maskana was, is that it was yayin mitzvah was someone who takes a shua to drink, and then he takes on the naziris. He says, Yom Rav Shua she'eshter v'chazam arayin nazir, asin naziris chal yon shua. So the naziris is chal on, that's what the pasuk comes to teach you, that the naziris is chal on the shua. So now, the Rabbanan, the Gemara asks, the Rabbanan, nami, right? So we are now, four lines down. Yeah, fourth line. The Rabbana Nami, Hami Baile, Lesser Yain Mitzvah, Kiyain Rishus. They also, where do they learn that if you take the Yain Mitzvah, is also like the Yain Rishus? Where do they learn that if you take the Ashrua to drink, and then you take a Nether of Naziris, and the Naziris is Chal on the wine here, on the Yain Mitzvah, and you can't drink it? They can't learn it out from the Pasuk. They can't learn it out from the pasuk miyayin v'sheicha yazir, because where Shimon learns it from, because they learn that to teach you that it's if you take the yayin v'sheicha yazir, that's where they learn that you take a partial naziris that goes all the way through. If you say yayin nazir minach hartzanim, that's enough to give you a full naziris. So how do they learn this halacha? So the Zumar says im kain leimakra miyayin yazir. Why does it say my v'sheichar? Why does it say yayin v'sheichar? Both in the pasuk shemas mshamis mine tarti. You can learn from that now two things. Number one, from the word yayin, you can learn that if you are nazir yourself only from the yayin. Sorry, I guess from the yayin you can learn that if you take that the neder of naziris is chal even on yayin shel mitzvah. And from the sheichar, you learn that if you're makabel upon yourself naziris even from only one thing that a nazir is usher, then the complete naziris is chal on you. It says, why does it say both words yayin v'sheichar? Okay. So now the Gemara is saying, okay, so Sheikhar is also extra, so what does Rabbi Shimon do with the word Sheikhar? Rabbi Shimon, what is Sheikhar? What do we learn from Sheikhar? Hainu time the custom Sheikhar. This is the reason why it says Sheikhar. La lufe Sheikhar Sheikhar le mikdash. To learn, right, la lufe, I guess Lashon Naziris is, Lashon Naziris is Mishuna. La lufe Sheikhar Sheikhar le mikdash. To learn a Gzeir Shava of to what things are usher to drink. And we're going to learn that from, also learn that from, what things are usher for a Kohen to drink and then serve in the Beis HaMidrash. Diksev, because it says in the Torah by Aaron and the sons that they're not supposed to serve when they are Shisru Yayin. It says, Yayin v'shechar al teisht, ato uvanechitach. Yayin and shechar should not drink, you and your sons. So, from the word shechar by Nazir, we're going to learn what those things are that are usher to the Kohanim. Maga be Nazir, Yayin hu litzar, avashar ma'askim lo. Just like by Nazir, where the Nazir is usher to, it's like the Nazir is not usher just to drink, it's not usher to the Nazir to drink something intoxicating, it's usher to the Nazir to drink wine. So therefore, Maga be Nazir, Yayin hu litzar, avashar ma'askim lo, af gabe mikdash, nami. Yayin hu litzar, it's wine that gives them the punishment, I would say. Aval shar mashkim hamishtakrim lo. But other intoxicating drink, beverages, would not make it usher. I think it would still be usher to serve, maybe it's a focus, because you're drunk, but you're not going to get the punishment. You're not going to be, you won't get the punishment. Well, I think it's more than malchus, but you won't get, I think it's a misa penalty.
Well, like beer?
Like beer, or lafuke midi Rabbi Yehuda. Lafuke midi Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ochal nevdevela ki ilis. if you drink this date from this place called Ki'ila, or shasa dvash v'chalab, or honey, or like the warm milk, which makes you, it takes you a little more intoxicated also, v'nichnas l'mikdash, and you go in after that, then you're chayed, you get the malchus over there because of yayin v'sheich ha'otesh, because he says it's any intoxicating beverage, but clearly, Rav Shimon is holding no, because Rav Shimon says that yayin v'sheichar, he's only saying that yayin v'sheichar is learned out from a nazir, just like nazir is wine, so too by the kohanim, it is only wine. It's interesting to point out that according to this, You end up lining up Rabbi Yehuda with the Chachamim, because Rabbi Shimon's the one who's learning the Gzeirah Shavah, not the Chachamim. So therefore, the Chachamim probably hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that any intoxicating beverage becomes Aser, and if that's line with the Chachamim, then you would pass him like Rabbi Yehuda because he has the majority. Right, that's the right. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Bias Hamikdash Perik Aleph Halacha Beis says that's the source for the Rambam, who passes halacha Rabbi Yehuda, that a Kohen who shishui from other items that are mishakrim is also usher to go to the Mizbeach, because the way you're lining it up now is that you're having the Chachamim hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and they become the majority. Okay, fine. So now the Gemara brings another way to learn the drasha of Sheikhar from Rabbi Shimon, right? Our question was, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the word Sheikhar? Right, Rabbanan used the word Sheikhar to teach you two things. Yayin v'Sheikhar. Yayin was to tell you that you nazir afilum b'yayin for shel mitzvah. And Sheikhar was to teach you, again, Sheikhar was to teach you that if you makabel yourself in Naziris, only a partial of the halachos Naziris, it applies throughout. Rabbi Shimon learned out Yayin v'Sheikhar that it's Naziris Eschal on Yayin Mitzvah, and he learned the word Sheikhar, we said for the Gzeir Shavah, and now we're going to have another limud for the word Sheikhar. Maybe the Ibai's Ema as follows. Maybe we can learn Rashita of Shimon a different way. Again, so Yayin, you would learn that the Nazir is Asur B'Yayin Shal Mitzvah. But Sheikhar is not coming to teach you Gzeir Shavah to Kohanim. Rather, Rav Shimon Lesley Isser Chalal Isser. Rav Shimon does not hold of Isser, no one holds of Isser Chalal Isser, but Rav Shimon doesn't hold of the exceptions to Isser Chal al Isser, right? If you have one thing that's already Usser, another level of Isser cannot be Chal. And if the Tanya, we have a Brisa that says, Rabbi Shimon Omer ha'ochel nevela b'yom ha'kippur in Potter. Someone who eats nevela on Yom Kippur is Usser for eating for Achila on Yom Kippur, because it's already Usser mitin nevela. Ain't Isser Chal al Isser. Others would hold that is an Isser Mosif. Right, it's an Isser Mosif, because you'll say it's either Mosif or Kola, because you would say that one of the exceptions to Isser Chal Isser is that if something is Usser, and now the new Isser comes in, but it's Usser, it adds Yisurim to everything, it's going to add upon this as well. So this thing is Usser Nevela, but this item is not Usser. And now comes Yom Kippur, makes this item Usser, so the Nevela also becomes Usser for Yom Kippur, because it's an Isser Mosif. It adds an Isser, Rashi says it's Isser Mosif here.
What did that add to the discussion?
We have to figure it out.
Uh-huh.
We have to figure it out now. What does that do? So Rav Shimon holds Ein Isser Chal Isser. So how does that work here? So, I learned it according to the Tosos.
So does he get creases or does he get the?
That's the question. If you hold that there's no Isser Chal Isser, then he's only liable for eating it as an Avela. If you hold that this is an exception to Ein Isser Chal Isser, because it's an Isser Mosif, then you would get the punishment for Yom Kippur as well. Which is Karis.
We think the harder one.
What?
We think the more...
Which, so that would be Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur.
Okay, exactly. Okay, so what does that do for our sugya, right? We just learned, he says, Ibai's aim that the Sheikh comes to teach that Rabbi Shimon holds, and that Rabbi Shimon holds, according to Rabbi Shimon, an Ein Isser Chal Isser, and therefore what? So, could figure it out. So I looked at Tosos. It tells us Rabbi Shimon Lesley Isser Chal Isser. He says Perish Ba'alma. Normally, Rabbi Shimon holds Ein Isser. Writes the Tosos of Shimon right across from the Gemara, or the second time the word Gemara appears. He says Rabbi Shimon Lesley Isser Chal Isser. Perish Ba'alma Kedasanya. The Ilav Kra Hacha. And if not for the pasuk of Yain V'Sheicher, Hava Amina, we would have thought Hecha Dinishba Shelo Lishtos. The guy took a shvua not to drink wine. Vishuv hizir binazir, and then takes another naziris. So now he's asked to drink wine again. Vishasa biyayin, and now he's chayiv, so then he drinks the wine. So he violated Shuah and he violated Naziris. So if you would think Lo Chayiv and Naziris, you say he would be Chayiv Naziris because Shimon normally holds Ein Israchal Iser. So therefore you would only be liable for violating the Shuah, not the Naziris. Kamash Malon, Kroy Yisera, Dimiyayin Veshechar. So comes the Kamash Malon with the extra Pasuk that normally he holds Ein Israchal Iser, but because of the Pasuk here, you would say Israchal Iser. And therefore if he took a Shuah to drink, not to drink, and then he took a Nazirus, and then he drank, he has culpability for both violating the Shvuah and for violating the Nazirus.
So,
what? Whatever the punishment is.
That would be different than getting the Nazirus on Yom
Kippur. Why?
The Nazirus
on Yom Kippur,
two different
Yisurim. So what? This is two different Yisurim, just you violate both by doing the same action. So too, eating the Nazirus on Yom Kippur. It's two different Yisurim, but you violate both. So here you have an Isser, you have an Isser for violating your Shavuot, and you have an Isser for violating your Naziris.
It's the same thing.
Right, so he says, when you look at the Kamash Malon, Kroy Yisrael, Yimayim V'Sheikha, the Im Nishva Shol Lishnos, Kozeh, V'Nadu B'Nazir, V'Ava V'Shas Rakos, the Lucky Tarti. He gets double Malkus. Mishum Shavuasa, because of the Shavuot, or Mishum Naziris, and because of his Naziris. So that's how he says, that's what the Yimayim V'Sheikha comes to tell you, that even though Rav Shimon holds Ain't Isser Chal Isser, here there's a custom that the Isser would be Chal Al Isser. Okay. So now the Gemara goes back to the Chachamim. So now the Gemara asks, Ulech Rabbanon. Right? The Rabbanon learned out that if you take the Naziris only Minacharzanim and it goes all the way across, because they learned out Miyayim Meshechar. But Rav Shimon had a pasuk to teach you that you had to have complete Naziris in your hafla in order to become a Nazir. And he also learned in a pasuk. He said, Mikol Asher Yasim Megefen Hayayim Mechatzanim V'Yadzag. He had to do everything. So what did the Rabbanon do with that pasuk? Ula Rabbanon Nami Haksiv Mikol Asher Yasim Megefen Hayayim, which is Mashmah, the Nazir says Achal, unless you're Mekabel upon yourself all the Yisurim. What did they do with that pasuk? So Amri Lach Rabbanon Hasam Limeid Al Yisuri Nazir Shemitstarfrim Zezeh. From there we learned that the Yisurim of Nazir are combined. They can combine. What does that mean that they combine? Look at Rashi, or the Mesparish, 1, 2, 3, the third, at the end of the third, wider, mid-sized line. He says, Liman akol yisuri nazir shem star from zemzeh, li kezayis, for the kezayis to make you liable, make you culpable. She im lo achol bein chartzon vizag, ele kezayis bovad chayimachal. He had a half a kezayis of a chartzon. And have a kezayis of a zog, you combine those two chatzi kezayisim, and you have a kezayis, and therefore you have liability or culpability. The Rabbi Shimon, Rumar's considered is less late serif. Rabbi Shimon does not hold of the concept of serif, therefore he doesn't need another pasuk. Usually the next answer would be, so where does Rabbi Shimon learn serif? He can't learn it from here because he uses this pasuk something else. Rabbi Shimon doesn't need to learn serif because he doesn't hold of the concept of serif. We'll say outside first. Rabbi Shimon holds the only concept of serif comes, serif is only for karbanos. But when it comes to malkos, even if you eat a minimum amount, you still get the malchus. The sanya, we'll see it inside, we'll read the Tosos. The sanya, Shimon Omer, kol shehu l'malchus. If you eat anything that's usar, even a kol shehu, you chayiv malchus. But lo amru kezayis el inyan karbon. You only said the halacha of eating of achila being the size of kezayis, that's only to create liability for a karbon. That if you eat something, if you're eating v'shogeg from those things that you chayv v'chatos, you're not chayv the korban until you eat a kezayis. But if you eat v'mezid, something that's even less than a kezayis, you still get malkos. So now, by the nazir, where does he bring his chatos, his korban? His korban's not coming on the isra chila. The korban comes for the hashlamas naziris. If he becomes tameh, he has to bring something. But if he eats, there's no korban for ichpila. The korban is where you don't eat when you continue, when you complete. So therefore, going to Shimon, there's no shaychus. There's nothing to combine for. What do I need sirah for? Sirah to make a kezayis. He doesn't have a concept of kezayis here because kezayis is only a concept by korban. For malchus, even if I eat a kol shehu, I'm chayav. So therefore, there's no concept of sirah going to Shimon. He doesn't need the pasuk to teach me sirah. Let's see it inside by the Tosos. It's the second Tosos. It says Rabbi Shimon less like sirah. It's the first wider line in Tosos. It says Rabbi Shimon less late Tzirith. Tosos here, Tosos seems, and the Nazir at least seems to be more of a Perish than, you know, asking a question. It seems to be more, I guess it, that's what happens when you, if you assume that this is not Rashi, then you understand why Tosos is doing this. Rabbi Shimon less late Tzirith, Klomar, ain't Tzarech Yitu le Tzirith. He doesn't need the Limud for Tzirith. Dafilu b'shari surim kechelev v'dam. Even in other surim, like eating chelev or eating blood, nechayev v'kolshehu. Yechayev malchus if you eat a minimal amount. Below amar kezayis el al karbon. You only get, the only need for a kezayis is to make you liable for bringing a karbon. V'hachelo shayech siruf l'karbon. There's no possibility of a karbon, so you don't need siruf. Shekarbon nazir enu ba'al sheshasa yayin el malchus. If you drink wine, the only punishment you get by a nazir is malchus. There's no karbon. So the karbon ba'al shlamash nidro. The karbon only comes out upon his completion of his neder, the completion of the nazir. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon does not need the liman of tziruf, because tziruf doesn't apply here, because the tziruf only applies to a karbon. He's not liable for a karbon. He's liable for malchus, which is liable for eating any small amount. There's no need for tziruf. Okay. Next Mishnah. Guy says, "Hareini k'Shimshon. I am like Shimshon, k'ben not Manoach, the son of Manoach, Blal Delila, who's the husband of Delila." He mentions all. Shimon pointed out he mentions all three. He has to mention all three. Or he says, "Kemisha Akad Latchos Aza, the one who uprooted the gates in the gates in Aza, even if he doesn't mention him as Shimshon." Or he says, "Kemisha Nikru Plishtim as Enav." Or I'm like the one who the plishtim gouged out his eyes. Harezi and Nazar Shimshon. Then he has accepted upon himself Nazar Shimshon. Again, I don't know if we mentioned that in Hakdama, there are four types of Naziris. There's a Shastam Naziris, 30 days, there's Nazar Shimshon, there's Nazar Olam and Nazar Li Olam. Okay, those are four types of things. Nazar Shimshon lets his hair grow, but we'll see in a moment, Nazar Shimshon has no problem becoming Tamei Mace. That's the idea with the
that
cut his hair. I probably not drink wine either, but
the strongest is Shimshon.
No, because Shimshon. Well, it depends. Strong from what? Shimshon allows him to become tummy mace. You just can never. It's just forever. Well, Gemara will ask that question.
Yeah.
Gemara asked the question. The Gemara doesn't end up saying. Well, that was the question I asked. I'm asking myself also. Well, Gemara doesn't do that.
What was the question?
I'll take Goyim.
Claim
you're not from the
mace.
Right, that, you know, they always say, like in the medical school, to make sure the cadaver is
not Jewish.
Right, not by oil, as we say. So how can you do it? So you can have a you do the cadaver, but you don't participate.
What's that exactly?
That's an any rifle question.
What's the next level after Shimshon?
Well, let's get to that. So the Gemara says, Lamali Lemis they call Halein. Why does he have to say, Gemara first says, why does he have to say all three of Shimshon, Bemanoach, Vadlila in order to become, what if he just says Harini Kishimshon? Why isn't that sufficient? So Gemara says, Tzrichi, you need all three. Di'i Amar Harini Kishimshon, Havmin Shimshon Harina. There are plenty of those Shimshons in the neighborhood. You're talking about, I'm like Harini Kishimshon, I'm like Shimshon Katz.
What is it? Like
I want to be like Mike. So the Gemara says, Kamash Malan Kivay Manoach. Therefore you say Shimshon Bemanoach. So maybe it's a guy in the neighbor that's called up. His name is Shimshon ben Manoach. Maybe that's his name.
Chances.
Who knows?
Like force.
So the Gemara says, so have me Iwikarachi. So Kamash Malon, Kival Delila, Ukamisha Nikru Plishtim Esenav. So therefore you have to say the husband of Delila, or you say somebody whose eyes were gouged out by the Plishtim, or you say somebody who uprooted the doors of Aza. If you combine, I'm not sure what it means. You have to combine these last three with the first two, or the last three are good on their own. Right, Rashi, the Toso says, Kishimshon v'emanoach abla delila. He says, Aval kishimshon lichudei, o kivemanoach lichudei, lo sagi achiyoma shloshtok in Uchel Gemara. You have to say all three. Meaning, Shimshon's not enough, v'emanoach's not enough, but maybe kabla delila is enough. Mikan v'eilech garis abinotam, u kemish akad lotos aza bevav. Meaning, v'mi kemisha akar nakru avashem is enav, the o'okamar, klomar, osha yomar, kemisha akar, okish, mknokati iyamam. Right, he says, the e amar kebal delay lechud, o kemisha akar delatlos az lechud, osha kemisha nakru plishnim as enav lechud, the habi nazar shimshon behalek limite. So the last things, abal delay la akar delatlos and nikru plishnim, those are sufficient language on its own. The first two are not on its own, you would have to add the other things, because those aren't, and that means the Mishnah is a little inconsistent.
So, saying now is that if somebody wants to become a
Nazir,
you have to designate what kind of
Nazir. No, I'm saying Nazir and
Nazir Stam.
Right.
Which is
30 days.
Minimum 30 days and all the regular things. That's okay. So now the next Mishnah continues. The Mishnah says, Ma ben Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon. What's the difference between a person who says that he says Harini Nazir Olam and the one who says Nazir Shimshon? Mara's obvious question going to be is who's talking about Nazir Olam? Where do we mention Nazir Olam? comes out of the blue. So the Gemara will ask that. He says, Ma ben Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon. He says, Nazir Olam, Hichbid Saro Mekav Otar. Guy takes a Nazir to become a Nazir forever. So then, if his hair gets a little heavy on him, he's allowed to take a haircut. He can't shave completely, but he's allowed to take a haircut. But what he
did it.
What? Correct. But when he does take the haircut, maybe Shol Shmehemos. He has to bring a Kevis Lola, Kivs Lachatas, Ayla Shlomim. He has to bring the Karbonos that a Nazir, who a regular Nazir would bring at the Shlomos Naziros of. He has to bring those three Karbonos. The Im Nitma, and if he becomes Tamei Meis, then maybe Korban Tuma. Then he has to bring the Karbonos of a Nazir who became Tamei, which is the Shnei Sorim, Oshnei Bnei Yonah, Echel Lachatas, Echel Ola, and a Kevis for Shlosh Lasham. He has to continue. He's not allowed to become Tamei, so if he does become Tamei, he has to bring those Karbonos for becoming Tamei. But another Shimshon, Hichvit Sa'ara Eino Mekel, he may not even thin his hair, the hair's gotta grow, that's it, he's done. The Im Nitma, and if he becomes Tamei, Eino Mevi Korban Tuma. Then there's no violation, he doesn't have to.
Tamei Mes or any Tuma?
Tamei Mes. Another regular Nazir is allowed to become Tamei Sheretz, he's not allowed to become Tamei Mes.
So he's not allowed to cut his hair.
Another Shimshon's not allowed to cut his hair, but he can become Tamei. Nazir Olam can thin his hair if it becomes too heavy and bring the Karbonos, but he may not become Tamei. So Nazir Olam, who are asked, Man Kar Shmei, who mentions it? Where does that come from? Nazir Olam. Talk about Nazir Shem. Showing them to my bane. We don't even know what a Nazir Olam is. So Chisiri Machzira, the text is missing. Mahach Katani, and this is how you have to learn the Mishnah. Ha'omer Harini Nazir Olam. If someone says the words Hareini Nazir Olam, that's a valid lashon. Hareze Nazir Olam. The Bach adds in the word Olam, so then he's a Nazir forever. Maybe you say that's not a valid acceptance of a Nazirus, because Nazirus is 30 days. You never had the concept of Olam. Nazir Olam has different halachas than a regular Nazir. A regular Nazir can't thin his hair.
So if somebody says a Nazir Shimshon, for instance, going by, and he says, aha.
Good question. It's a good question. Does he know that he's a Nazir Shimshon? No, it's a good question. So, Ma ben Nazir Olam, then the Mishnah will continue. Ma ben Nazir Olam, Nazir Shimshon, Nazir Olam, Hichbit Sara, Mekel Batar, or maybe Shalosh Behemos, Yimitma, maybe Korbatuma, but Nazir Shimshon, Hichbit Sara, Eno Mekel Batar, and Eno maybe Korbatuma. Again, the same distinction between a Nazir Olam and a Nazir Shimshon. Again, both Nazir Olam and a Nazir Shimshon are forever. Question is, what's the difference between the two? That's what the Mishnah is asking. Okay, so now the Gemara is now going to go back and discuss the Nazir Shimshon. So the Gemara said the Mishnah was that by Nazir Shimshon that he is any maybe korban tuma, which is mashma, he's not allowed to get to become tamei. But if he does become tamei, he doesn't have to bring the korbanos. The Gemara asks, korban hu delamaisi avanaziris chayliyale? He doesn't bring a korban, but avanaziris chayliyale. They explain that meaning it's still violating the naziris. The way the Lashon is mentioned, he just doesn't have to bring a karbon. But it's mashma, he did violate. That's not. Then who's the Mishnah like, the Gemara says? So, Mani Mas Nisin. Who's our Mishnah like? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Rabbi Shimon. The Sanya, we have a Tosefta, the Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Nazir Shimshon Mutl Tami Mesim. And Nazir Shimshon is permitted to get to, is permitted to become Tami Mes. And he's only Usher by Yayin and Tiglachas. Shekein Matsino B'Shimshon Shenitma. Because we see that Shimshon became Tami Mesim. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Homer Nazir Shimshon, Omer Klum. He doesn't even have the concept of Nazir Shimshon. So bottom line is, a Nazir Shimshon is allowed to become Tamei Meis, either because there's no such thing as a Nazir Shimshon, or because he's allowed to, but the Mishnah seems to indicate he's not allowed to, just if he does, he doesn't bring Karbanos.
Did the Shimshon ever say that he wants to be a Nazir?
That's the Gemara talking about also. And Shimshon never said that, was from the Malach.
I never said that.
That's from the Malach. It was accepted by the Malach. It was imposed by the Malach. So the Gemara says, Nazir Shimshon Omer Klum, why? Exactly what you said. Shalom Matsin Shimshon, so just as Nazirus Mepiv. Because we never saw that Shimshon ever took Nazirus himself. In other words, you can't, right? He was Nikadish from his mother's bed then. So that's why he was a Nazir. You can't, it's not Dover another, essentially, what the Gemara ended up saying. It was something Dover Usher from the beginning with. You can't say, I'm like this guy, because that guy, it's like saying, that is Usher to me like a pig. Because that was Usher in the beginning. Yeah, remember, we had the idea, they have to be Dover another, not Dover Usher. So he says that doesn't work. Right? Look at the Tosos. Shalom Matsinu v'shimshon sheyotzes Nazirus b'piv, klomar, lo Nazir bin Nazir, lo Nazar bin Nazir. He never took the neder, right? Elami beten imo hayu Nazir bin Nazir mimela. He was considered a Nazir in his mother's womb, and he became a Nazir automatically. And what we need is shiyadur b'davar hanadur. We have to take, you have to compare it to a davar hanadur, something that was only usher because of the neder. Right? Kamo harini kazeh shenadur b'nazir. You say harini kazeh, who took a neder to become a nazir? Kidashina ki yadur neder achidur b'davar hanadur. But Shimshon is not a davar hanadur, he's a davar usher. He's usher from the get-go. So the Gemara says, no. So now we're trying to figure out who our Mishnah is like. So we say, no. So right, Gemara asks, money, who's our Mishnah like? Irab Yehuda, if you say Tzakim Yehuda, ha'amar fi'ilu l'chachila. Even l'chachila, the Nazir is mutar. V'ilu v'masnisa katani im nitma. And our Mishnah says, oh, if he became Tami b'di'evet, he doesn't have to bring the korban. V'irab Shimon, ha'amar l'chala in Nazir's klal. If you say like Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon doesn't even hold the concept of Nazir Shimshon. The Gemara says, la'olam our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. And the reason why the Mishnah wrote it in that language is for parallel structure. He says, "Va'aydi the katan the gabi nazar olam im nitma mevi." Right? The Mishnah says, "If the nazar olam becomes tamei, he does bring the karban." So the Mishnah mentioned, "But if the nazar shimshon becomes tamei, he doesn't bring the karban." Not meaning that he violates an iser, it's just to make it parallel with the nazar olam. The nazar olam, if he becomes tamei, brings the karban. The nazar shimshon, if he becomes tamei, does not bring a karban. But not mean to tell you that it's still also the nazar shimshon, just to make it parallel with the case we have of the nazar olam. Okay. Correct.
Do we have sukkim for each one? I think
Shimshon, we have a closet. No, Shimshon, we have who he is. We have who he is in Tanakh.
So it's a
Rabbanon
thing.
Why is it Rabbanon?
What is it?
He's a Kadosh Baruch Hu imposed upon Shimshon a certain type of Naziris. That's called the Nazir of Shimshon.
How about the Naziris?
So when we get to discuss it more, we'll find what the sources are. Okay.
There must be a before someone.
Who, Rabbi Shimshon?
Yeah.
Maybe. That seems to be what Rabbi Shimon's saying.
Yeah.
But now that Rabbi Yehuda would say, well, now that that concept
exists.
Now that the Rabbi Yehuda will say, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that concept. He created it then and now it continues.
Him, but not
he says it created it for the world.
No, it's like a
so you make, so you do hadpasa to that.
What?
So then you can be machbis to that and become like that. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Okay, so you guys like Rabbi Shimon. So you guys like Rabbi Shimon. Fine, you're allowed to. So now the Gemara is trying to figure out maybe the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Legabe, Nazir Shimshon can be lined up with another machlokas. Lema, the plukta, dahani, tanoi, kamiflaki. Let's just say the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon is already established in another earlier machlokas tanoi. Or a similar machlokas tanoi, because it's not. We have, or the Bryce says, turn it to the Gersa to the Sanya, right? That's the Gersa says, it says the Sanya. Right, guy says hare alai ki bechor. A guy says this piece of bread is also to me like a bechor. The problem with a bechor, which is similar to the Nazir Shimshon, is it's kedushaso mirechem. You didn't do anything to make it kadosh. It's automatically kadosh. What? Correct. So hare alai ki bechor. So Rabbi Yossi oser. Rabbi Yossi says that the bread becomes oser. It's enough of that's enough that hadpasa works. Rabbi Yaakov, Oser. Rabbi Yossi Matir. Rabbi Yossi says it's not, that bread, piece of bread is not Oser, because you are not Matvis B'davar Hanador. So my love, Rabbi Yehuda, Sabar like Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yehuda, who says that there is a concept of Nazir Shimshon, holds like Rabbi Yaakov, who says you can be Matvis to a Bechor. Just because something is Kedusha Mirechem, still you're allowed to connect to that item to make it Oser. So you can connect to the Bechor, you can connect to the Nazir Shimshon. Right, Rabbi Yehuda started like Rabbi Yaakov. The Amar Lo Ba'in and Davar Anidar. You don't need Hadpasa for something that was once Mutter and then became Aser. Therefore, you can do Hadpasa to Shimshon. You can do Hadpasa to the Bechor because both were already Aser. Nevertheless, you can still do Hadpasa. And you'll say Rabbi Shimon, who says that there's no content of Shimshon, he's the holy like Rabbi Yossi, who says you can't be Machpis to a Bechor. The Amar Ba'in and Davar Anidar. The Hadpasa has to be with something that was Mutter and became Aser due to a Neder. And not a Bechor, because a Bechor was Kedush Lasso Mirechem, and Shimshon also could say Kedush Lasso Mirechem. So Marsha says, no. Kule Alma, Pa'ilan Davar Hanidar. Both, or everybody agrees, that a Neder is not Chal, unless, a Neder is Chal Stam. If I say, this bread is us, it's fine. Remember, this one of the original runs in the Darm. But if I do Hatpasa, I have to be Matvis, I have to be connected to something that was a Davar another, not a Davar Aser. I can't say Kikar Ze Aser like Chazir, because that's Davar Aser. I can say Kikar Ze Aser like Karban, because that's like on the Davar, that's a Davar another. So he says, Lo, the Kuli Alma be'ina Davar Anidar. Aye, but why is Bechor different? Vishani Bechor, and a Bechor would be different. even though Kedushaso is Chal Me'ela and it's not Dabar Nader, Rabbi Yaakov still allows you to do Hadpasa, the Ksiv Bey, because the Pasuk says by Nedarim, Ish Ki Yidur Neder La Hashem. The extra word La Hashem is La Rabos as Bechor, because it comes to include all, it comes to include the Bechor as a carbon that you can do it. It's a Zemesh Kasim. And Rabbi Yossi Amalach, no, he says, Ha'u La Hashem, Mibayle La Rabos Chatas Va Asham. That comes to include a Chatas and Asham, because a Chatas and Asham are not Dover, that's a Nedava. It's an obligation to bring it.
Right.
So he says that that's those things, those carbonos are need to be included.
But Bechor, most of the Kohen can steal it, can take it. It's a Bechor.
Right. But is it still
dedicated?
Right. Okay. But that's why he has the pasuk to tell me that. Nevertheless, you could if you match this to that, then that didn't work. Six years of kasuk. So the Gemara then asks, okay, Umar Isa, according to Rabbi Yossi, why does he come to include chatas va'asham elahotzi sabachor? Why from the word la Hashem? So basically, we don't line up the machlokos. We say that the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yaakov has nothing to do with davar nador, davar asur. It has to do with what you learn in the pasuk, how you learn in the pasuk. So Mara Isa l'rabos chatas va'asham elahotzi sabachor. Why according to Rabbi Yossi does la Hashem come to include a chatas and asham, but it leaves out of bachor? He says, Marba ani chatas va'asham, shekein must be son ben neder. Because that works by hadfasa. I don't know what, that's what, exactly what we're learning.
You mean not
bachor, is that? Umotzi ani yisa bachor, shein mat biso ben neder. And I'm not a the difference is, I think, is that a chatas and asham, you have to create the kedusha. Even though you're obligated to bring a chatas and asham if you do violate a sin, but the animal itself has to, the kedusha has to be created. As opposed to the bachor, you don't create the kedusha in the bachor. It's automatically. The kedusha is made automatically on the bachor. So the Gemara says, I have Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says, okay, it's a good surah.
What doesn't one of that have to do
with the smicha doesn't have to do with anything. But what does smicha have to do with creating the...
Because that tells you that's the asham.
No, smicha is a leadway concept. Smicha is not a concept of creating kedusha. Right? Kedusha is created when I say this is a karbon. This becomes a karbon. And I didn't do smicha on it now. It's still kedusha's mizbeach on it. You also have to do zrika. You also have to do shchita. Those are just halach.
That's automatic.
Right. So those are just halachas in the hakravas hakarban. But smicha is not halach in creating the karban. It's halach in the process of the karban. So Rabbi Yaakov, who says that if you say like bechor the neder is chal, he'll say that bechor nami mat piso b'neder hu. Bechor is also could be considered davar that you can be matpis by a neder. Desanya, because the Brisa says, Desanya shall base Rabbeinu. But the Gemara in the Dharma says, Mishum Rebbe, base Rabbeinu, same thing as Rebbe. It says, Minayin, that nolad lo bechor betoch edjo shemitzvah v'akdisho, despite the fact that if a bechor is born as kedushasum elav, there's still an obligation to dedicate it. So Neamar, right, you should make holy to Hashem. So therefore, there is a part of it, there's still a mitzvah to dedicate it to Hashem. Despite the fact that it's already kadosh, there's still a mitzvah to go ahead and dedicate it. So Yaakov says, I can therefore be matzah to that concept of dedication. Right, Rabbi Yossi says, no, that doesn't work, because he'll say,
and
yeah,
if
yeah.
Doesn't?
Exactly, Rabbi Yossi says. Yeah, there might be a mitzvah to do so, but if he doesn't, it's still considered, it's still kadosh, so therefore he can't be matzah. So there's machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Yaakov, and how you view, and how you're going to view that. Rabbi Yaakov will say that so long as there's anything that, if there's any obligation upon you, if there's a mitzvah upon you to make something kadosh, that's called davar hanador. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, if something's automatic by itself, even if there's a mitzvah to go ahead and be matashit, that's still not considered davar hanador. It's still considered davar asr. Rabbi Yossi amalach, nihi de mitzvah lakdisho, ilo makdish le milo kadosh. It's a rhetorical question. It's not going to be kadosh. Therefore, it's going to be davar asr, not davar hanador, and therefore you have the machlokes in Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yossi, as to whether hadpasa by bechor would work. But getting back, we try to say that the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda
and compare bechor,
right? The machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon by Nazar Shimshon does not line up with the machlokes of Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yossi, and they have two separate machlokes. Okay. So now, the Gemara is going to ask, what's he going to ask? Gabi Nazir Nami Haksiv LaHashem. In the parsha of Nazir, it also says LaHashem, right? The pasuk says Ishok Ishok Kiyafi Lindor Ned De Nazir LaHashem LaHashem. And just like Bechor, Rabbi Yaakov learned from Bechor that LaHashem came to include the Bechor. Why don't they learn that the LaHashem comes to include a Nazir Shimshon, and therefore Michal? So who's the question on? The question on Rabbi Shimon? Who's the question on? He says the question's on Rabbi Yaakov. But why is the question on Rabbi Yaakov? It doesn't. Rabbi Yaakov never mentioned anything by Nazir Shimshon. Oh no, because we basically said the kulei alma ba'ir davar hanidar. Everyone agreed that you need davar hanidar, and Rabbi Yaakov just says this is an exception by Bechor because it says LaHashem. So Rabbi Yaakov, you should also make an exception by Nazir Shimshon because it also says the word LaHashem. And let the LaHashem, just like LaHashem comes to include davar asur meaning a Bechor by neder, let the Hashem come to include davar asur meaning Nazir Shimshon by Nazirus. Why do you not include that as well? So he said, Mara says, no, the LaHashem is to teach us something else. The Hashem is to teach us the famous story about Shimon HaTzadik. Ahumi Bailech Ibisanya. The words LaHazir LaHashem that are in the Pasuk are needed to teach what we learn in the following Braisa. Amar Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik says, Miyamai Lo Achalti Asham Nazir Tame. I never ate from the Asham that was brought by a Nazir that became Tame. Because he's worried that maybe the Nazir had harata on his Kabbalah's Nazirus, and his Karbanos, if he had harata, then maybe he's not really a Nazir, and the Karbanos may be close, they may smack of Chul Nazarus. So he didn't want to eat it. Because what happens when a Nazir becomes Tameh, he then has to start all counting all over again. And then the Nazir will say, oh, again? He doesn't have harata, so Rav Shimon didn't want to eat from that Karban. Chutz, may
other.
Well, you know, there's all. He was machmir on himself. He was machmir on himself not to eat it.
Yeah, but he shouldn't even machmir the carbon.
So maybe he wasn't. So maybe somebody else was machmir of it. What's the question? Somebody else was machmir.
He didn't say he didn't eat it.
Okay, so he didn't eat it. He doesn't say it is chulin bazara.
It smacks
the chulin bazara. So he doesn't want to eat it. He's machmir on himself for that. What? Plenty of people have other chulmas.
Does it say he has to eat it?
Someone else will eat it.
Right.
Somebody else. Let somebody else do it. Chutz mi adam echad shaboy laim in the Rome. Except for the Asher Nazir Tami of a certain person who came from the south. Right? So he says, because the guy says, Chutz mi adam echad shaboy laim in the Rome, who was Yifa'i Naiv et Tov Rei. He was very good looking. He had beautiful eyes. He was good looking. Ukivutzosav sedurus lo taltalim. And his hair was flowing, and beautiful hair. Amarti lo, I said to him, Bini, Mora Isla Shachis Seir Nazir. Why are you about to take upon yourself on the zeros? Eventually, you're going to have to cut off all this beautiful hair. I hear that. So he says, Mora Isla Shachis Seir Nazir. Amarli, he says to me, Roe Hayisi La Avi Beiri. I was a shepherd for my father in my city. Then, one time, Halati Lishov Ma'im Min HaMayan. I went to draw water for the flock from the spring. Vinistakalti bibavushli, and I saw my reflection. Upachas yitzrielai, and my yitzahara got me. Ubikesh lichodani min olam, and it wanted me to lose my portion in this world to come. I saw how good looking I was, and the yitzahara got me.
So what's matter? He didn't do anything wrong.
We're talking about.
He was afraid
that he saw how good looking he was, and now he can go ahead and do all these things because he knows that people think that he's so good looking. So he was worried. So bikesh l'tordani min olam. So amarti lo. I said to my yitzhara, "What are you doing, Reka? What's your problem? What are you doing? What are you trying to be in this world? You're talking. You're telling me that I'm so good looking." It's nothing to do with you. Kadosh Baruch Hu made me that way. It's no big mila. It's no big stink that I'm so good looking. Sofra liyol shmirav toleya. In the end, it's going to be dust and worms. You're going to be nothing. You're going to be maggots and worms. So ha'avodah shakalechem neshamayim. So you'll see. I'll get you yitzhara. I'm going to end up shaving all this hair off to show you that it's nothing to do with you. That I'm going to shave my hair l'shem shemayim. I've been called upon myself in zeros. Where I'm going to shave my head l'shemayim. So Shimon Tzadik says, Amadti, I got up, Unishaktiv al Rosho, I kissed him on his head, Amarti lo, and said to him, Kimoscha Yirbu Nazir Yisrael. When it comes to Naziris, you are the one who shows what the true Naziris. This is what a real Naziris is like. Alecha Kasav Omer, Ish Kiyafu Lino Ned Nazir Lahazir Lahashem. The point is to be Nazir Lahashem, not stomp to just be machmir yourself and do certain things like that, because we say that the Nazir is a bad thing, right? We saw that before, Nazir is a bad thing, except for this instance. This guy's Korban Eid, because he was true. He had a real reason to become a Nazir. So now, how do we know, going back to Shimshon? Right, so therefore he says, Nazir, Nazir Lahashem, that's where he learns Nazir Lahashem. He can't use Lahashem to learn out the concept of that Lashem, like just like by Bechor, Lashem comes to include Davar HaAsar, and if Lashem should include another Shimshon, he can't learn it out because he has this, learns it Nazir Lashem to teach us this. I don't know. So again, we're stuck by Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda do? We don't really have a source for Rabbi Yehuda of where he learns the concept of Nazir Shimshon, because it seems Rabbi Yehuda holds the concept of Nazir Shimshon. And that's our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yaakov don't have a concept of Nazir Shimshon. Because the only one who could would be Rabbi Yaakov, but he learns that as a specific limud by Bechor, but he doesn't have a limud by Nazir Shimshon. Okay.
So he doesn't hold from the concept of...
I'm just lining them up. I mean, our Mishnah clearly does hold to the concept of...
That's why he asked before, if there's a pasuk for it.
So he says, V'shimshon lav Nazir hava, Shimshon wasn't a Nazir, v'haksiv, the pasuk says, ki nazir lehim yeh na'am in abetiz. Rosh has hasa ma'achu de gamar. It's not like he was, I don't know what the question is. I'm not sure. Shimshon was a Nazir. The question that we're asking...
He didn't make a vow.
Of course, we don't need to make a vow. That's the pasuk of the pasuk says that it came from the Malach. Okay. Now the Gemara says, one of the rules by Nazir Shimshon was that the Nazir Shimshon can be metamel mesim. Right, Rabbi Yehuda says, if you recall for yourself Nazir Shimshon, it's mutter, even despite the lashon of our Mishnah, it's mutter lechatchila for a Nazir Shimshon to become tamei mesim, just like Shimon was nitmal mesim. So the Gemara asks, umi nolan di tamei lemesim, how do we know that Shimon was tamei mes? So ilema, maybe you'll learn it out from the pasuk that says, midiksiv, Shimon says about himself, bilechi hachamor, hikesi elef ish, you know, with the jawbone of the donkey, he killed 1,000 men. So the Gemara says, so therefore you see he must have touched them. So the Gemara says, Dilma Girui Gari Behu Vilo Nogabu. Maybe he threw it at them. Maybe he never touched them. He didn't hit them with it. He threw it at them and killed it like an arrow. Dilma Girui Giri Behu. Like Giri is an arrow.
He shot
it at them? He never touched them.
There's another person. Did he kill 1,000 with one throw?
He threw multiple times. You're asking questions on what it says. He killed him. Of course, it's a possibility. Therefore, there's no proof that he touched him. So Ella, maybe if you hear, Behacha, it says, Vayachmehem Shloshim Ish Vayikaches Chalitzosam. He killed 30 men, and then he took their clothing. So when he takes their clothing, Behechreich, he's touching them, right? He's touching them. So you say, no, maybe Dilma Ashlichum Dereshim Adakatlinan. Maybe he stripped them first, and then he killed them. So Gemara says, no, it can't. It says Vayach Vayikach. Look at the order of the pasuk. It says he killed them, he hit them, and then he took the clothing. So the Gemara says maybe Dilma Goshen Shavina. Maybe he mortally wounded them, stripped them, and then they died. So he never touched them when they were dead. Who says that he touched them when they were dead? So the Gemara says Ela Gemara Gemirilei Bipiashmua. We have a Mesora that Shimshon killed him, and then he touched him, and he took the. And he took the clothing. So if we have a if it was a gemira, then he became tamei mes. Tomorrow we'll pick up the next question. V'nazir olam heichiksev. Where is the concept of nazir olam written? What's the source for nazir olam? Okay, so we will stop here. End of the fourth line from the bottom on Dalam Beis. Everyone have a good day.